Among the most comforting words Jesus Christ ever spoke, he said shortly before he was arrested and crucified. As a pastor, I have said these words at numerous funerals. Thinking of us rather than himself, Jesus said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also." I've always thought these words referred to Christ coming to meet us after we pass to the other side. But I recently suggested to a spiritual woman that she meditate in these words in an effort to sense Christ's presence right now. As I said this, the Spirit informed me that these words also meant Christ is coming for you now, so that you and Christ can become one in spirit in this life, as well as in the life to come. That would mean salvation is a now event, including a vivid sense of a lived connection, an ongoing communion with Christ today, as well as eternally. Why put off until death entering into this endless relationship Christ offers today? Yet most Christians focus on the earthly Jesus who once walked among us rather than the mystical Jesus who is with us right now and forever. We don't take in Paul's instruction from 2 Corinthians 5. "From now on, therefore, we regard no one from a human point of view, even though we once knew Christ from a human point of view. We know him no longer in that way. So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away." See? Everything has become new. Today we desperately need to encounter the mystical Christ of John and Paul. To know this Christ is to love Christ. And as Jesus declared also from John 14, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them." That means home now, not just then.